It appears that there may have been a murder last night in the Lansing area at the Tin Can, which is an establishment that Brittany and I have both been in. Lieutenant Noel Garcia from the Lansing Police Department's on the other end of our line, and he's going to tell us what he knows and what he can't tell us. Good morning, Noel. Sorry we have to talk on such grim circumstances.
Yes, good morning, Tony. Yeah, it was about quarter after 2 o'clock this morning. We had numerous 911 calls come into our dispatch center. Shots fired were the first calls that came in the area of 400 block East Michigan. More calls were coming in saying it was upgraded to a shooting and that there was a shooting victim lying in the sidewalk in front of one of those establishments. Officers arrived. They located a 35-year-old victim who was deceased at the scene. Our paramedics were dispatched as well, and they confirmed that. And then they got on, to investigating, talking to witnesses, eyewitnesses. There was a couple eyewitnesses that were instrumental in identifying a suspect, and we're currently looking, actively looking right now, for the suspect that we believe was responsible for the death of this 35-year-old man. And then we were also looking for an associate that he had with him as a person of interest. So our detectives were called in last night, have been working through the night, and I'd say that we have a pretty good start on this investigation.
Do we know why this happened?
I don't know the reason for that yet. It's really early in the investigation. I will say that it was pretty apparent that the victim was targeted. It does not appear to be a random act, so whether there was some history there between the victim and the suspects, I don't know that yet, but it was very obvious that the victim was targeted by the suspect or suspects.
Was anybody else hurt?
There was not anybody else hurt. There's a lot of people out there gathered in the street because, that's about the time that all those businesses close, Tony, so there was a lot of pedestrian traffic out there, which makes it difficult, but then in this case also was helpful because there were some eyewitnesses that we were able to identify and get some key information from.
All right, and were any businesses damaged, or are they pretty much, are they back in business today?
I don't know that, Tony, if there was any damage to any property out there. Very well could have been, but I don't have that information.
Okay, but bottom line is you have witnesses, you have a suspect that you're trying to get a hold of, and you're just going to take it from there.
That's right, Tony.
And if folks have any information about this, where can they go?
Well, they can call Crime Stoppers at 483-STOP or leave an anonymous text message at 847-411. That's and then begin the text message with LPD 517 if they have information and want to remain anonymous. But they can also identify themselves in those two different ways as well.
All right. Thanks so much, Noel.
Okay, Tony. Thank you.